Fergal Darcy. Hey. Playing all the hits every day from 2. Only on Today FM.
On this day, we lost one of the most iconic rock stars as this country has ever seen. Her name was Dolores O'Riordan, and this is Dreams.
You know, I worked to live. I loved life. It's very important to always have fun, to always smell the roses. But there was a point, yeah, when I stopped having fun, and it was just, it became a machine, the Cranberries. You know, I was this other person. I was reading stuff, all this rubbish about myself all the time. And it's nasty. It's completely out of control. So it was like, you know what? You are the keeper of your destiny. It's all about choices.
January 15, 2018, we lost Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
Good evening and welcome. The President, Michael D. Higgins, has led tributes to the Cranberry singer Dolores O'Riordan, who has died suddenly in an hotel in London. He said she would be a big loss to Irish music. The Limerick-born singer was 46 years old. The Cranberries shot to stardom in the early 1990s with songs such as Linger and Zombie, and went on to sell over 40 million albums worldwide.
Her wonderful, unique voice, with an unequivocal Irish lilt in a sea of rough, rugged rock vocals of the 90s, set the pace for musical success on a worldwide stage. O'Riordan, who auditioned for the Cranberries with an alternative version of the subsequent hit, Linger, and after selling millions of albums worldwide, was about to return with her band on a tour. But it was not to be. Instead, it was an early exit for one of the most notable voices of our generation. An artist who was always honest and vocal about her own experiences and struggles had left a nation in shock.
She put so much into the city, and music-wise, and putting the city on the map, as we all know. And, like, doesn't matter where you go in the world, what are you going to hear? A Cranberry song. Doesn't matter where you go, Asia, America, no matter where you go.
How proud I was as a Limerick man the night that I saw that the Cranberries from our city had gone to number 18, not in England, but on Billboard in America. Oh, of course, they went to number one in the UK and went to number one in Ireland. But for me, my special day for the Cranberries was number 18 at Billboard in America. Well done. And a sad night for the Hogans. I think of them big time. I think especially of Noel, who wrote the wonderful first album, Everybody's Doing It, with Dolores.
Shocked and saddened just to hear the news, someone so young. And I remember her from the early days starting out in Limerick City, when she was very naive and shy, wouldn't even face the crowd when she was singing. And then, of course, became a huge star, conquered America, put Limerick on the map.
Welcome to Dreams, a celebration of the music by the Cranberries and a look at one of Ireland's greatest music icons, Dolores O'Riordan.
Fergal Darcy, playing all the hits every day from 2, only on Today FM.
Formed in 1989 by brothers Noel and Mike Hogan with drummer Fergal Lawler. Niall Quinn was with the band for a while, but after leaving, Dolores O'Riordan spotted an advertisement for a female vocalist. She applied as a young, shy Limerick girl, often noted for her apprehensive behaviour on stage in the band's early days. A trait that would change as her confidence grew, and the band achieved international acclaim with their first album, Everybody Else Is Doing It So Why Can't We? In 1993, Dolores and Fergal were interviewed by Ian Dempsey and spoke quite openly about the road to success.
A lot of Irish bands who go away and become very successful come back and they start giving out about the Irish media and say, ah, they didn't want to talk to us before now, but now they do. You were quite well supported though, weren't you, before you
headed off? Yeah, we were, you know, reasonably. It was difficult for us at first to break into the Dublin scene, and we never actually did, which is a good thing because people tend to break into the Dublin scene and stay there forever.
Right.
So last night's gig was very good, you know. It was like Dublin was really good last night, you know.
You were in the Tivoli last night.
Yeah, and it was really, really nice, genuinely really good, really good people, really listening to the music.
And you were impressed that they actually knew the, all the songs as well.
Yeah, it was the same in Limerick, because when you leave your country and you're just like here and you come back and like people know like every lyric and you know.
Yeah,
great. And, the respect was so good, it was so attentive,
you know, brilliant. And Fergal, I mean, the name of the album, Everybody Else Is Doing It So Why Can't We, that was a bit prophetic really when you think about it, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's just a statement that's made at the time.
Yeah.
Gone through a bad period. And
like in the USA, Fergal, I mean, tell us what the situation is. Like, I mean, who would it be on a par with? Because, I mean, they're talking about you in the same breath as talking about the Meatloafs or the U2s or the, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
It's like, when we released like Dreams, went out to the radio stations first, and it went back to alternative stations, which is like people like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, that things that wouldn't be like totally mainstream.
Yeah.
And then there's New Release Linger, and that was in the alternative first, and then it went over to mainstream, which is like Janet Jackson, you know, those bigger bands like that.
Yeah.
So it was on MTV like nearly every day, and on the radio stations, you walk into a shop like, well, someone see you, like, it's mad.
Getting identified all the time over there.
And I mean, at one stage I was told that in 1 week you sold something like 26,000 copies of the album, but that it didn't actually move in the charts, just to show you the volume.
That's right.
Not
last week we sold 80,000 copies in 1 week. I think it actually moved down. And it's the biggest amount we've ever sold.
Yeah.
And it's incredible, because at the start I thought, God, if we sell 80,000 copies full stop,
yeah,
that would be amazing. Like, we just sold that last week.
Yeah.
song Linger from the Cranberries. It is Dreams, a tribute to Dolores O'Riordan. Thank you for sending all your messages to 0874-100-102. A lot more Dreams on the way next.
Every day from 2, Fergal Darcy plays all the hits. Only on Today FM. All the hits, every day from 2 with Fergal Darcy. Only on Today FM.
Easy. On her path, she spoke quite openly about bipolar disorders, periods of abstention from alcohol, periods of excessive drinking, anxiety, depression, and her struggle with anorexia, which both Dolores and her mother Eileen acknowledged was quite frightening at the time.
In Dingle, when you were in Dingle once, I think she was very thin that time, and I go back to get my wallet, I left it somewhere, and I gone home, and when I'm back, she was crying. Well, she was come out to me, and she said, she asked me to help her. She was getting close to me, and then she kind of climbed up. No one can help me now. That was very sad that time. That was the time that we met. What did I say to that? I just went and prayed about her, and I thought that night what we'd do. And then she came home. That was the time then that I think it turned back from there.
Yeah, that was a turning point. The first time being on my own and out of a crowd and out of a hotel and away from cameras in like three years or something. And I went down the road and actually I was kind of getting panic attacks. I was afraid to be on my own because my life had been so consumed by people and cameras and crowds and I had no normality. And I was actually nervous, but she said, smell the flowers. And I remember I smelled a rose and I actually started crying because I hadn't smelled a flower for something like 7 years. Yeah, I'd forgotten. I'd forgotten everything. I didn't know what to do. I just didn't know what to do with myself.
But that was the worst now. And you know, I was very naive myself that time. I didn't understand anything about it, you know.
She didn't really know I had anorexia, and neither did I, really.
And if anybody said it, I was defensive, you know. Someone said it to me.
Yeah, but
she had. And I remember when she had Taylor.
It was the best thing I ever did in my life, which is weird. It was the best moment of my life when my little boy, when he came out. And to me, that was like that, my God, this is what I was looking for. It's love. It's real love. All the love of the crowd and the people and all that stuff. It just doesn't boil the pot, you know.
Show and shared how the Cranberries earned huge success in America, but also explained how it wasn't always easy to maintain the lifestyle on the road.
Well, it's kind of like, it's a really long story, but we got signed to the American label and stuff, and when we brought the album out here, it already was released to media about a year before it actually came out. So they had all heard it, all the journalists and stuff, about a year before it actually came out. And they kind of gave it a hard time. The English press really slated it. And it was really quite a nice thing when we went to America, and it was so big there. And then it ended up selling 6 or 7 million copies, our first album. So, you know, it was nice, like, you know. And I mean, to be honest, like, I guess a lot of people thought our success was very quick, but in reality, it wasn't. I mean, I was doing 2 gigs a night. I remember going on stage singing from 7 to 9. And then coming off stage for half an hour and, you know, having a quick shower, putting on more makeup, and then going on stage again for 2 more hours. And this is in small, dingy clubs to 200 people in America. And I was doing this for months, like, At that point, I guess, like, that was kind of later on and stuff. I think we probably should have taken a career break after our second album. We would go out and we'd tour for 2 years or something, or a year and a half. So you live on buses and you call home and, you know, you cry on the phone and say, I miss you and all that stuff, you know. But then you go back to work or whatever. But you lose grips with the real world so much. And you're living in this kind of surreal world where there is no stability. You just get up and you're like, so where are we today? And it's like, well, we're in, you know, Sydney, Australia or whatever. And it's like, okay, so where are we playing tonight? How many people? Okay. And then, you know, you go to the venue and you're worried about, do I have interviews? It's like you're kind of caught up in your, you look out the window and go, that's nice. And if you want to go out, it's like, you know, you usually like have to have security or whatever with you, you know.
All the hits, every day from 2 with Fergal Darcy. Only on Today FM.
Several years on and off hiatus, the Cranberries released Something Else in April 2017, with great intentions to tour extensively over the following year. Unfortunately for Dolores, it was not to be. Due to health issues, the band were forced to cancel European and North American legs of the tour. A lot of this was down to the deterioration of Dolores and a back problem. In 2017, Noel Hogan and Dolores O'Riordan appeared on BBC Breakfast to speak about getting back together and touring again.
We all, like, we really came from school straight into this, all of us. And it's kind of really the only proper full job that we ever had. So for us, when we might take, like, we took, before the 5-year break, we had taken a 7-year break. We just kind of, we find that it's quite easy to go away from it. You know that it's not the end of it every time you go away, that you can come back to it again. And that's what we do. And kind of after an hour of being in a room together, it all just fits back.
It's always there, and it's been there forever, and things come and go in life, but the Cranberries has always been there since we were really young, you know. It's something solid that we can always go back to. Well, we hope not to have too many gaps because we're kind of getting older, you know, and it's been such a long time since we did anything. The only thing is, you know, health permitting, you know, we would like to tour a lot extensively in the next 12 months. And we'd like to bring out a new album of new material for our fans. So we want to get down to writing. And we tend to write a lot more on the road as Noel has more time on tour. He has little kids and he's always kind of busy back in Limerick. So when we're on tour, he has more time to write.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. When we focus on this, we really focus on it. And we spend, you know, we really put everything into it. Hence, like, the schedule starts to get busy and next for a year goes by. And we've always found it easier to write when we're away. It's kind of because we had the success so early, we were never at home. After the first album, we were always gone. So for us, it's just a natural way that we can do it.
I've had health issues a lot in the last few years, but one of the worst things is I had a disc problem in my back and I had stopped playing guitar, and I was so depressed about that, you know, but it was just, my guitars are really heavy and I've been wearing them for so long, jumping around with this thing hanging off my neck, and then postural problems, and then a problem with my spine, so I just had to stop playing.
Dolores O'Riordan once spoke of her greatest achievement.
I think my greatest achievement is kind of like probably happened in the first section of my life when I was 18 and joined the Cranberries, and our first single went top 10 or something in America. And just that whole 8-10 years was intense and very difficult. And at the end of it, I had a nervous breakdown and I just became extremely thin and extremely depressed. But the fact that I made it through, and then I can look back at it now and talk about it, and then I survived. It's fantastic, you know. I feel like I survived that, and I can survive a lot more.
Perhaps her greatest achievement would be the legacy that she has left behind with the Cranberries, proving that any one individual or a group of people with a dream can make it, but you must always fight against the struggle. Her honesty, courage and talent shall encourage generations to come at a time when Irish music is striving internationally. The Irish nation will love and miss you, Dolores. Rest in peace.
Thank you.
the first time that I realised that you have to slow down. You can't do everything. And you can't take too much on your plate because you're only human. And life's not always about just winning and winning. Maybe life's about more than winning. Maybe it's about just being in the game and having fun. And then I learned a big lesson through that mistake that I'd made. Just slow down, take it easy. And to know when to say enough's enough, like, do you know what I mean? And go home.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2.
On Today FM.